The Alta Rebbe explained up till here that there's two and three groups of malachim, the Gemara says in Chulin. One group of malachim says Kodesh once, that's the Srofim from the world of Bria. And then there's the Ifanim in the world of Yetzirah, they say Kodesh, Kodesh. And that's a tremendous tshuka that the Shekhinah Shebin is Galal Mato through Torah. This he continues, he finishes the Maimon. Then the Gemara says in Chulin that there's a third cut. There are the malachim that say three times Kodesh. They say three times Kodesh. So we're starting page 33. We're starting from Oy Zayin. And it's in the Kutatera on the fourth column of Omud of Daf Lamed Beis. Third cat says Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And just like he explained the previous in yesterday's rhyme. Is the avoid of the two kitis of malachim. Then there's the third kat of malachim, and that's b'chol meidech. What's meidech? Blikvul, ein sof, and you have to bring down the ein sof b'chol meidech limato mamish, and that's through ma'isa mitzvahs. And this is what you say, Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvah, so that through mitzvahs you bring Kodesh Lamato. What's the pshat? Also on Teira we make the brach, Asher Kiddushonu divir Teira, that Teira brings it Lamato. But then there's the oft of mitzvahs, the mitzvahs bring it Lamato. To understand, what's the pshat b'chol meidecho? Bring in the Shekhinah Lamata through Ma'isa Mitzvahs Davke. Be understood what it says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malach of Yibere Keach, Kol Tzvav Mishors of Eser Itzene. What does it mean? They make Hashem's Rotzen. It doesn't just mean that they make Hashem's Rotzen. They make by Hashem a Rotzen. They should want to come down to Elomis. He's higher than Elomes. He doesn't need them. Like it says, Ani a violation. You see, we learned in the previous in the beginning of the Maimon. And even though that Teira is called Malaylom, so what's the difference from the Teira and the Shekhinah? Teira is also called Malaylom. Alpayim Shona, 2,000 years. But the Rebish is higher than Alpayim. Alpayim is Chochmo Bina. Like it says, Alef Chochmo. Aleph Chobina, those are the 2,000 years. The Eibush is higher than Chochmo Bina. Like it says, Kulam Chochmo Shisha, that even Chochmo is like Asiya Gufnis, like the physical Asiya. So he says, even though in the beginning of creation, the Eibush did it, Bechesed Chino. Like it says, there's no person to work. The Eibush to make everything work. But now we have to do it. Malach of Yibeiri Keach with our social sata to make the Eibush that rots, that he should want to let go from the Heiche Madrigas and come down the mat. What does this? Davke Teiro Mitzvahs. They make a rots by the Eibush to be Melech Oilom. To come down and be this tansome in the world. And this is what's pshat in the pasuk. Asisem Esom. And the Gemara says, Asisem Esom, Atem kilu asuni, you'll make me. Make the Shir Kema, make him Mari Odom, make that the infinity should come down in tzimtzum and asesfiris to be a mocker for his Havasei Lomis. This is the Pshat Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu Melech Ho'elom. Baruch is Am Shochet Aravai Alekeinu Shekam Dan Tzadik. Melech Ho'elom Shekam Dan and give life to the world. Why, Hashem, why could you do this? Because Kitshonim and Mitzvah, you have the Keach of Mitzvahs that make him to be Melech Ho'elom. So we understand the three kitzes of Malachim, how they are lemaila, and how they are b'avoyda b'nefesh ha'adam. But there's a difference. The cheira, teiro mitzvah is the same thing. They bring the shechina lemat. So what's the difference with teiro mitzvahs? 1 second. Baruch ato adino eliheinu melech olam shehakil ni abidvoni. So lecheira, what's the difference? They both bring the shechina lemat. Masbeh through teiro mamshach pnimiyes. We're learning Tere Chumash and Tere Shabbat because Malchus is connected with Tere Shabbat. Like it says, the Maimon Chazal Masnis in Malchus. And a Yid learns Divrei Tere, there's a Dvar Avaya there, like it says, Vasam Dvar Beficha. Through the Eim Mitzvah Smaisi, you bring down our Chitzenis for the Rebishter to come down to the lowest levels. Like through Tzedakah, you bring down the Ashpah from the Rebishlachis through Ashpolim to make the low people lift up their life and their spirits. And these two levels of Teiro Mitzvahs are connected. We say it also in Krishna. First, we say Vidibarto Bom. Vidibarto means talking. Barto also means to be Mamshech, to lead, to make. Bom, which should come there and save. In the Pnimis or Ilomes, that's the state, the level of the Ifanim. That's learning Teira. And it says, Ukshartom, which is Mitzvah Smaisis in Krishna, because all Mitzvah Smaisis are like film. But you have to bring it down a matzah. So you have to write Echod on a physical parchment, on a mezuzah. You have to have the third cat. This is what the third cat says, and what we say. Kodesh, 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 Hashem says, Mechol Oretz Kvede, to come to Lamata, and that's through mitzvahs. Even though it's Teiro Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, it comes, as the Tzemach Tzedek in the footnote, comes in Chitzenias. So they're both Milmaila Lamata, then Bechol Nafshach and Bechol Meidech. But the first cut is Milmata Lamaila, which is Bechol Lamotcha. Which is a yearning to totally expire and be one with the Rebbe. As to the Tzemach Tzedek, we know someplace else that it's explained that Mechol Meidecha is just the opposite, that not Mechol Meidecha is a desire to bring the infinity Lamata into the lowest realm through Maisa Mitzvahs, but it's a have a higher indicator. So he says like this. The Chol Moedecho has many interpretations. What my grandfather here in the Maimer is talking about, Chol Moedecho is Maisa Mitzvahs, is according to the Pirush, Chol Moedecho means with all your money. And money is Zdok, is Maisa Mitzvahs. And even though that Moed means bleak, but it's bleak vul to come down the Mato, like it says, Rechova Mitzvoscha, the Mitzvahs is made in the Kakeli, Me'ei, to bring down Me'ei Lamata. Like it's explained in great length, Nageres HaKodesh, Dibra Maschil, Neida, Besus Lusata, there's tzaddikim that learn, they bring the Tatum, Pnimis Elomes, people do Maisa Mitzvahs, bring down the world, the Chitzenis Elomes. Then the Alter Rebbe explains, it's a hemshich for the Maimon. But he explains another pasuk in Minigdashti, it says, Ani avaya mikadishcha, I make you holy. What's he saying? How could a person through physical mitzvahs and Torah that speak about physical mitzvahs bring Eden Shei Baruch Hu, that's infinite, that's less mashav atvisa beklal? So he says, Ani avaya mikadishcha. Avaya is, how an oil comes from a higher level to a lower level. That's Havaya. whenever an Aaron goes from a higher level to a lower level, it needs an Havaya. It needs a Yud, which is a Tzimtzum. Then you have this Nakud, then you have some Erech Erecher in the Hay. Then once it's a Metzius for itself, it could have a Vav to go down to Hetato and create the world. So he says, Ani Havaya Mikadish. In order to bring down Kodesh, the Tato Mitzvah Smaisius, Ani, I make it for you. I make that through Tera Mitzvahs you should bring it. I give you koyach to do it. But in order you should be able to do it, you have to make yourself a proper vessel. So you have to be v'nigdash to protect b'nei Yisrael. You have to first have kodesh. You have to get the fire in your heart going. That burns like the srofim. Then you're able to do it. Because you do it, then I'll be ani avayim mekadishchem. I'll have the other two levels to bring down this high level of kodesh in kelim mitzvahs and leishes. And this is how you make vessels by blacksmith. You make a fire. First, you make a fire, and you put in the fire, and then you could do whatever you want to make all different shapes and forms. We have a lot of mitzvahs deiraisa, a lot of mitzvahs derabanan, kelim, kelim, sheni. Yein malchus is all the wine that you bring in these vessels that you make. But you need a fire, the fire of the srofim. And then that makes you, that all your teira mitzvahs should be proper vessels to be mamshach, this very high oil. This is what it says in the pasuk, if you look in Pasha Sameh, before b'lisachalalo. Before v'nigdashti, there's a step before. V'loy sechalalo. Don't ruin it. Don't defame this wonderful light through Avedis. Don't have any hollowness, any hefsik between you and the Rebishter. It says a pasuk in Yeshaya, v'nisechem, your sins separate between you and the Rebishter. So if you have a separation, a cholo that separates between you and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, blowing in your spark will not help. Not only won't it help, you'll extinguish the spark that you have. This is what the pasuk says, v'loy sechalalu. In order that it should work, the whole v'nigdashti thing that we're talking about has to be you have to be sumira. The Alter Rebbe continues that this is the meaning of the Loi Sechal that says before Vinigdashti, don't ruin it. You have the ability to be Vinigdashti. Don't ruin it by having a Vedas and doing things against the Ebershter's Rotzen. You ruin the whole thing. He says further, then there could be v'nigdashti, then there could be ani Hashem kadish. And he writes in a footnote to Tzemach Tzedek that you find the same idea in the Maimer of the Alter Rebbe in the Midbar Sinai Be'el Me'ed, that first you have to have Yitzis Mitzrayim, Then you could come to the levels of Midbar Sinai and El Meit. But that's Veleisa Chalalu. And there's another Maime that explains this Maime. See in the bottom, footnote 67. The Maime from the Alter Rebbe. And this Maime, Rav Moshe, the son of the Alter Rebbe, wrote. It's miyusid an azeha. These same in yonim. Miyusid an azeha in parshis emoy. Says the Alter Rebbe, explain what we learned about v'nigdash b'teich b'nei Yisrael. About the three levels of malochim. Have to be magdim, what it says, and I am Ahem Nepasha Semer, and this Pasuk Nikdashti. What does it say? There is Kodesh, and there is Kodosh Revov. Jews say Kodesh. When Jews do Kedusha, Beshmanesha do Kedusha, the Vov goes higher. The Vov is the Zohar, goes higher to Chochmah. And when they go higher, Kodesh shines in them and they become Kodesh. It brings you on the bottom the whole Zohar. Okay. See on the bottom, he has the country. Translation of the Zayar. It's called Kadesh. Then there's a Shvil Dak. And then there's a Vov in the Kadesh becomes Kodesh. And then it goes into Hey. And so it's Kadesh, Kodesh with a Vov is the way it shines in Zoh. And then it becomes Kedusha. And you didn't do it like the Malochim. When you didn't do it, they elevate the Shemayim and it's Kodesh, and then it shines on the Kisei, which is Eilam Abriya, which is Shemayim, and then it's Kodesh. This is the secret of Kedusha. These words of the Zohar are very Kabbalistic, and we'll understand it with the Shemayim. Further than the Maimon, says the Pitz Chaim from the Arizal Shara Kishma explaining the Zohar, and he says Kodesh, the Vov of Tiferes gets from Kodesh, and that's Kodesh, and it comes down into Tiferes, and is the Kodesh HaBeis, and this is Pshat, and that I am a Hemne. And the Shomayim go back to its place. Then it goes to Yisrael, it's Kodesh Gimel. Then it comes to Malchus. This is Pshat of the Arizal in the Zohar. It says also in the Zohar that this light goes down and the Tzaddik makes them all holy. And he brings the Kodesh, it should be Lamata. This is the Raya Mehemni. To understand Pshat in this cryptic Zohar, says the Alter Rebbe, we can understand it with Agdome, what it says in Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim, if that is Elz Masbir, that a Yid should poil the Yichud of Abba V'Imo. He needs to have the man, the female waters. He has to have ultimate mesiras nefesh and devotion to the Rebbe with Krishna, totally given over. But to accomplish yichud zun zon malchus, it's enough to have halos man through regular Torah mitzvahs. That's why the Gemara says that even though someone that learns Torah has to be mafsikli Krishma, has to stop and learn Krishma, because Torah accomplishes Yichud Zun. But Torah doesn't accomplish Yichud Abba V'Ima, which is much greater. And he brings the Gemara in Broches that God, the Lakedi Krishma, Ve'Einosa, Yeser Meisik B'Torah. Someone who reads Krishna is greater than Torah because it's total devotion, total Mesiras Nefesh, and it causes Yichud Abba V'Ima. It says that Tzemach Tzedek in a footnote, even though there's a Lakuta Torah that is on Parsha Bereishis, that the word mitzvah and Havaya are the same thing. Because Mem Tzadik of mitzvah is Yutke through the At Bash, that the Aleph is a Tof, a Beis is a Shin. So Mem and Tzadik are Yutke. Yud is Mem and He is Tzadik. That means that through a mitzvah, says the Arizal, you also make Yichud Abba V'Ima. So what's you say here that Torah mitzvah doesn't do Yichud Abba V'Ima? There's a Mefurisha Arizal that it does do Yichud Abba V'Ima. Answers the Tzemach Tzedek, you say it's not Yutke, it's Mechulofes B'Mem Tzadik. When you say it's not the real thing, meaning it's not complete Gilui like Vofke, the Yutke is hidden. The main Yichud Abba V'Ima is Mesiras Nefesh. It's also with a mitzvah, but it's not the main thing, it's a lower level. So he says the Alter Rebbe further. What's the reason? What's the reason that it takes lower to do Yichud Zun than to do Yichud Abba V'Ima? Because when the Amshach is already in Atzilus, so it's already in Seder Shtalshlus, and it's already in Zun, you have to bring it down to Bia. This is the Yichud Zun. Since it's already there, so regular Teiro mitzvahs could also be mamshech. Your mamshech from the kelim and zunta kelim the bia. Says that Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, the learning of Teiro, even though he says that Teiro mitzvahs could do yichud zun, to be mamshech and atzilus and bria, it has to be in bittul, because if it's not the bittul, it's v'loy sechalul, like we learned in the end of the previous maimer, you make a hefsek between you and the Eibishter. It's the ego. Like it says, gam teirein lei, he's not bottle to the Eibishter. But it's a keli. You understand teire, and you're doing the mitzvahs. What mesiras nefesh is to go out from the keli totally. Aha, that could be Graham Yichud Avo. So Zov and look for the Eiders already in Atzilus, and Esek Teira Mitzvahs are also Kelim. Teira is Zov, Mitzvahs is Malchus. Says the Tzemach Tzedek, a footnote. Says in Pedik, Tanya Pedik Chof Hei, the Teira Mitzvahs, in order to do it, and make sure nothing gets in the way. You need Mesiras Nefesh. Like the Alter Rebbe explains there in Tanya, that if you realize that you would die for the Eibishter, so any other Nisayon is easier to do. Says the back to the Alter Rebbe, in order to be Mamshech Yichud Abba V'Ima, which is Hamshoch, Haseir Chodosh, that wasn't yet in the Kiyom, that's Hilus. Up till now, you want to do a new Hamshoch? You need Mesiras Nefesh because you're getting from Kesser, you're getting from true infinity. Because Abba V'Ima gets from Kesser, and Kesser gets from Atik, till in so from Matzah. But the Rebbe Shter himself, Atzmas has kept to create, not Netzolim. So the air before it comes on Yichud Abba V'Ima is Stimu Duchol Stimin and very hidden. The main gilui is in Chochma. From there, he comes in Bina. The Mele, when you have Yichud Abba V'Ima, it doesn't mean Yichud Abba V'Ima. It means that you're activating an air to come from Kesef and Atik and from much higher. You need Mesiras Nefesh, it's higher than Kalim. Says the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, that when Atik comes down, everything is wonderful. Because why is it called Yichud Abba V'Imo? Says the Tzemach Tzedek, even though it's talking about bringing from Kesher. Because when the air comes in Chochmim Bine, that's save of coming into Mamala. So it's a new Eid. So therefore, says the Alter Rebbe, to bring down this Eid in Sof, you have to have Mesiras Nefesh. You get Am Shoche Chadosh, you can't be Me'ed that Am Shoche. From Ein Sof Mamish, you have to have Mesiras Nefesh. And that arouses the Eibush, the Atma Sof, to come down the Matta to Yuchad Abadi. Says the Alter Rebbe, we can understand this. It's explained elsewhere in Tereid, in Parshas Chayisoro, that Atzilus the Bia, even though it's a Parsha, it's all say the same Seder Ishtalshus. But higher than Atzilus Shekhama, and Atzilus is higher than Seder Ishtalshus. You need a Tzimtzum Mokum Ponui. It's coming from Ein Arech L'chom. It's coming from Chad V'lo B'chushpon. It's from Atik. You need Mesiras Nefesh. Says the Alter Rebbe, by a human being, he has ishtalshlus and higher than ishtalshlus. From chokhma and lower is ishtalshlus. Your faculties, your seichel, your midis, your mashal dibro maise. So if you use your faculties, you bring from seder ishtalshlus. To make an echodosh from higher than ishtalshlus, you need to go out of your box, you need to have mesiras nefesh. What in the neshama? It's higher than seder ishtalshlus, higher than seichel. Seichel compared to higher from seichel is like seder ishtalshlus. When you have your yechida and totally give yourself over to the Eibishter, you bring down from higher than seder ishtalshlus. But you need a mesiras nefesh. There's the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek. This is what the Priyetz Chaim said in Shara Krishma. There is Ruach and Nefesh. That's the Mayim Nukvi and Mayim Duchim from Zun. Shom and Shoma. Not Nefesh. Shom and Shoma. That's connected to Abba V'Imo. What's Pshat in that Ezel says to Tzemach Tzedek? Ruach v'nefesh is laid in the kelitz yetero mitzvahs. But to do yichud abba v'ima, you need to have legal, you need to have yechida. That's a shomer and a shomer. That brings that from chai yechida. That's pshat in that priyetz chayim, says the Tzemach Tzedek. Says the Alter Rebbe. We learned in the previous maimer, started this maimer with a zayar. It seems like a cryptic Zayah, but now we'll understand it. What does it say in Raya Mehemna that the first level of Kodesh is the Vov of Zoh that still is going up to Choch? That Zoh goes up with Kinas Man that has Yichud Abba V'Ima, that's Mesiras Nefesh by us. And Lamailo, it's Zoh going to be Nichlul in Chochma and losing its own identity. This and only this could make a yichud abba v'ima. Chochma that's kedush that's ayin, a bina that's yesh should have a yichud, and there should be an er chodosh. And like we said before, that this comes from much higher and into atzilus, and it has to go through elam hakudim also. This is the pshat. Oruch imir v'os amires and chochma. Asiyas and Bina. it has to go through the 32 Shemus Elokim and Maisa Bereishis. The 32 times it says a creation that Hashem created Elokim. It says Avayim Elokim. It's the 32 Lamed Beis Yosef is Chochma. This is Pshat. Kulam b'chochma asisa. Chochma is Chochma. Asisa is Bina, like we said before in Baruch Haimer Voice. So the Rebbe Eidus of signs of Chochma, like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya's Chochma's Bik. And you realize that in it. And you realize Leis Mashavetz Vishav B'Klal. Bina is where it comes down into your faculties. It's yes. Explain elsewhere regarding the difference of Moichin the Abba. Moichin Dima says it's Samak Tzedek that Moichin Dima is Mokka say there's Tostos. Moichin the Abba is high. What accomplishes that says the Alter Rebbe? The Aliyas Avov, Vov is Shomayim, Shomayim is Zodat Silas. To Kodesh, which is Chochma, which is Bittul, and only through then your Mamshech, the Amshocha from Abba V'Ima, should be Mamshech, a new Amshocha, and in Sof, and create Me'ayin L'Yesh. And this is what he said in the previous Maimon.